Companies across Indiana have voluntarily required worker COVID-19 vaccinations for months. And for some of their employees, religious exemptions look like the easiest way to avoid the mandate, even if it's not necessarily a tenet of their religion. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports a complicated mix of federal rules and newly proposed state laws leave many companies wondering how to keep workers safe while honoring religious rites.
Micah Beckwith is a pastor in Noblesville and outspoken in conservative political circles. Earlier this year, he started getting messages from people looking for a way out of the COVID-19 vaccine when their work started requiring it.
I'll spend an hour on the phone every other day, it seems like, with people who are just bawling. They're crying. They're just saying, I don't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about you.
Beckwith says many of them can't necessarily articulate their resistance to vaccination in terms of faith, but they do deeply believe the vaccine isn't right for them.
These people aren't crazy. These people are great people. They just tend to say, hey, I just have a little bit of hesitancy here, and I don't think it's right that I'm being forced to take this.
So Beckwith helps them frame those beliefs as faith. He estimates he's helped thousands of people craft letters requesting religious vaccine exemptions, supported by scripture from the Bible. But how's an employer supposed to handle those requests? The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says when it comes to vaccines and religion, a company's default policy should be to grant them, but it can ask workers some questions. If they think an employee's religious belief isn't sincere, it could refuse accommodation. But that could be hard to prove and risky. If not handled the right way, the EEOC could impose stiff penalties. Rigel Oliveri, law professor at the University of Missouri, says there are still plenty of other reasons employers could refuse religious exemptions for vaccines.
Now, first of all, the accommodation must be reasonable, and it must not create undue hardship on the conduct of the employer's business.
Undue hardship is typically measured in terms of cost. So if a company can prove an exemption significantly affects their bottom line, it can get thrown out. Another reason, the EEOC says religious accommodations can be refused if they get in the way of workplace safety.
So I can clearly see many employers now saying, you know, I can't grant this exemption because it will cost too much if we have to be quarantining, if it causes us to have to close down or it causes people to have to wear PPE. The potential costs to the businesses are very likely to justify any refusal to grant an exemption.
Now, on top of those rules, add a new layer of complexity for employers. Indiana Republican lawmakers have signaled they want to have state laws on employers and vaccines. A recent legislative draft for a bill would require all employers to grant religious exemptions. Christopher Schrader handles government affairs for the Indiana Society of Human Resource Management. He says the way that the bill is currently worded could remove an employer's ability to refuse exemptions or even ask questions.
You know, this is them trying to navigate around a lot of stuff. And so I'm not willing to step out and say they took it out. I mean, this is a working paper. This is the roughest of rough drafts. At best, it's statement of intent.
Schrader says there's a lot to juggle between proposed action from state lawmakers in January and a federal vaccine or test rule hanging in legal limbo. He's most worried for companies that don't have strong human resource teams or even none at all.
It does take more than a little experience and practice knowledge to successfully navigate what is on one side a highly politicized issue, which is also a medical issue, which is now going to get dragged into the religious realms. Skilled HR will handle it, and the other folks will step on landmines.
As state and federal rules around vaccines and exemptions seemed poised to change, his best advice to human resource workers trying to make sense of it all is simple. Stay tuned and stay prepared. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.